It's two words: commitment, number one, and reciprocity. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor. He gonna talk about commitment and reciprocity. And as we go through this teaching tonight, I pray that it unfold to you and you'll grasp it and you'll get a hold of it and it gets right into your heart. And then watch this out. Not only will you be a hearer of it, but you're going to purpose in your heart to do it. You want to be blessed next year. If you do this, what I'm about to share with you, I guarantee you, you'll be better off next year this time than you were tonight. You'll be better off. If you stick with it now, you got to stick with it. You can't run in and run out. What did my man say tonight, the pastor said tonight? Nevertheless. Peter didn't want to. He didn't feel like it. Peter was a fisherman. By trade, he knew when the tide went out. He knew when the tide come in. He knew it was nighttime fishing. He knew how to fish. But he said, hey, nevertheless, he obeyed. If you don't follow through with what I'm going to say, that's a good possibility. It won't be no change. All right. But it needs to be changed in your life. It needs to be changed in my life. This is for me. I shared this summer to this here a couple weeks ago. I was invited to speak some other place, and I shared that. And I want you to know it was a blessing for all of us. So I'm ready to dive in right now. Amen. And we're talking about two words. We're talking about commitment, and we're talking about reciprocity. And I'm going to explain the two as we go on. And the title of the message, no matter what, you got to make a decision that it's going to be a no matter what commitment to yourself, to your church, to your spouse, to your in relationship, no matter what. You're going to do what it takes. And that no matter what, that commitment is the glue that keeps the relationship together. You're going to understand it as we go. We are getting ready to go into another phase, another chapter, as we get ready to cross over and go into 2020. And we need to have that no matter what commitment in our mind. Our mind need to be renewed. Our mind need to be made up. You're going to have a no matter what commitment. Watch this here. Number one, to God. In his principle, you're going to obey God. No matter what. Amen. No matter what, you're going to obey his principle. If he said it, that settles it. If you don't have a no matter what commitment to the principle of God, you're going to be in and out. Amen. You're going to be in and out, unstable, unsettled. That's one. You got to have a no matter what commitment in relationships. You might fall out. Stay with it and fall back in. Don't throw them away. Don't kick them to the curb. Don't just turn your back on them and leave them hanging dry. It's a no matter what commitment. Many people have never came to that point in their life that they is not committed to nothing, zero, not anything. Don't nobody move. Don't nobody say that. Then I won't know that I'm hitting you. I'm on your toe. No matter what, commitment. It's not committed to nothing. Zero. You're not committed to God. You're not committed to the church. You're not committed to relationship. And you're not committed to each other. You do it when you feel like it, when you want to. We need to come to a place if we want to see some changes in our life. Or no matter what. I'm going to do it no matter what. I'm going to be committed to you no matter what. Now, that's some relationship. Don't get me wrong. Now, we don't want to go too far there. Some relationship you have to kind of reevaluate. You have to go back and look at it a little bit and make some assessment there, make some adjustment there. But in the beginning, let it be no matter what. No matter what. And we need to make that no matter what commitment to ourselves. To ourselves, that you're going to do it, that you're going to stay with it, that you're going to be a sticker. That commitment, no matter what attitude, is the glue that keeps it all together. And you might say, well, what does it take to have this level of commitment? Let's go back. I said that is three or four areas. We need to have a commitment to God no matter what. You're going to obey his principle. You're going to walk with him. You're going to talk with him. He said, turn left, you turn left. You might not understand it, but guess what? Nevertheless, a no matter what commitment. Lord, I'm going to do it no matter what. You say, give, I'm going to give. I don't see how I'm going to do it. He'll make a way for you to do it because you stepped out in faith. And many people, let's just go back, their career. They never just throw their all and all into their career. They never just dug deep to do what it takes to achieve their goal. When the going got tough, then they came to the place that they wanted to quit. They wanted to give up. And if they go back, if you look at that individual track record, many things in their life, a lot of loose ends, they gave up. Because they did not have that no matter what commitment. And it's costs you and I when we just haphazard go after things. That's right. We come to church when we get ready. We come to church when we feel like it. We come to church, and I understand, please hear me, because I work pretty much all my life. I know what it is to really work and to achieve your goals, to do things and everything. You'll wake up early in the morning and drive like a bandit, somebody on a motorcycle, in and out of the traffic to get to that job.
Come on now, Pastor. Come on.
When it comes Sunday morning, you rise up slow. You sit on the end of the bed. You look at the weather report. You think about this and you find all type of reasons to lay back down. And he the one that gave you the job.
Come on now. Glory to God.
I want you to know God is committed to you and I.